And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is a delight to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name is Jo Stanley. As always, I've got Gerald Quigley opposite me. Hello, GQ.
Thank you, Jo. I'm back again. I like this.
Yes, I like it too. And it's always a delight to see you, Sarah Davidson.
Hello, Sarah.
Guys, I've got a good feeling.
Have you?
Stay with it. It's a great Sunday.
It is. Hey, look, this is a term that we may be introducing you to this morning because certainly I only learned this a couple of years ago. It is the term blue zones.
Why the colour, Jo?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yellow zone.
All right, you've stumped me already, Gerald.
Rainbow zones, Gerald.
For those who've never heard this, let me just say, it is a term that describes the worldwide communities where their people are more likely to live past 100. So I don't know why blue zones, Gerald, but that's just the term someone decided to describe these communities where their health is just better than the rest of us. And it's an opportunity to learn something from them, right, about their lifestyle and their diets, such that we might then adopt it and perhaps get the same fantastic result.
When you look at those countries, Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Nicoya, Costa Rica, and Ikala in Greece, it's got an exotic...
in California.
Yes, it's got an exotic feel to it already, hasn't it?
Just and a very Mediterranean seaside theme. Maybe the blue is from the ocean side.
Oh, could be. Could be. Look, we're just
theorising here.
I feel we're bogging down into the wrong area. It's actually about what we can learn from these communities, and particularly today we're learning about their diets from Nicole Dynan, director at the Gut Health Dietitian. She's going to give us some advice on how we can improve our day-to-day diets and sort of give us some insight into what these communities do right and how we can perhaps adopt some of that for ourselves. Also, it is September, which is the month that we can all do our bit for those living with cerebral palsy. So Professor Rod Hunt, the Director of Research Victoria at Cerebral Palsy Alliance, will be joining us. He's returning to the show. We have learned so much from him in the past. He'll explain the signs and symptoms of cerebral palsy, which currently affects over 30,000 people in Australia.
It's exciting, like a lot of these neurological issues, Jo, that we're starting to understand them a lot better. Mm. And we just got to make sure there are sufficient funds to constantly keep trying to understand the why, the when, and if there is a diagnosis, how we best manage.
Yeah, and I think the thing I love about September is it's the community stepping out to support people living with cerebral palsy and their carers and families, which I think as a community it's lovely to express support for others, in that way. Yeah. Sarah, this we're talking new terms. This is a term I've learned which is not particularly appealing, allergy eyes. That's nice, isn't it?
I've known about for quite a while. It does affect me on the regs, and I'm really excited to chat about ways that we can deal with it, especially when you're filming. And on camera, red itchy eyes is not a vibe.
Eyes. Oh, when you have that constantly itchy eye, it can really, I mean, for me, it affects my concentration. Mm. It disturbs my day.
And your whole experience of life. Your eyes are how you interact with the world around you. And if your vision and everything is affected, it's really hard.
And we take our eyes for granted, don't we? We just assume they're going to be running on a full tank all the time. Mm. But a person with really sparkling eyes does command attention if you're talking to them.
Yes. And while, I mean, it's a very big learning space for us this morning, for me anyway, Gerald, therocumin?
We'll be talking the benefits of turmeric, and the team in here on a Tuesday morning when I come in for Australia overnight call it Turmeric Tuesday when I arrive, which I find a little bit facetious, but it's an amazing herb that brings an amazing number of benefits.
But we're talking specifically joint aches and pains, which I think many of us get. It's a great show. 131-873 is our number. We would love you to call if you have any questions to support your health in any way, whether it's your diet, supplement, perhaps a symptom you're struggling with, give us a call. 131-873. Next up, what we can learn from those who live in the world's blue zones.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131873 is our number. Give us a call if you have any questions for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, the blue zones is the term that's given to communities where the people living there are more likely to live to 100 and beyond. So we all want a little bit of that, I would suggest. So joining us on the line is Nicole Dynan, an accredited practicing dietitian and director at the Gut Health Dietitian. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So the blue zones we know are Sardinia, Okinawa in Japan, the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. They're more likely to live longer there. It sounds like a beautiful parts of the world. But is it related to their diet?
Well, I definitely think diet plays a key part. And the interesting thing about these areas is that the diets have some fundamental similarities, but they're not all of the same. So I think that's a key message for people to know that there's not one diet that's going to suit everyone. But in Sardinia, for example, they really base their meals around plants, as they do in the other areas. But they have things like the Mediterranean-style foods like minestrone soup, which is a bit of a staple, and lots of complex carbs, beans and whole grains. So they're not cutting carbs, which is interesting because we hear a lot of people are doing that these days. And they also have a popular tea made with milk thistle, which potentially offers some anti-inflammatory benefits as well. In Okinawa, in Japan, once again, it's a plant-based diet. It's heavy in plants. It's not necessarily vegetarian. But they've got purple sweet potatoes, which, believe it or not, have a higher antioxidant level than blueberries, which is quite astounding, but really a fundamental staple of their diet, as are rice and legumes. And they've got some fermented foods in their diets as well, like tofu. So we often hear people concerned about soy, but tofu really is a staple of their diet, cornerstone of their diet, and they're eating it every day. And they also believe that, you know, they shouldn't eat 80%, more than 80% full. So they have this saying called Hari Hashi Boo, which means they only eat until they're 80% full, which is certainly...
How do you know? How can I tell?
I don't recognise fullness at all.
Exactly. And then in Nicoya, which is, you know, they're probably some of the poorest people in the world, the Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica. Their staple foods, once again, are plants. So they're building their diet around corn, beans and squash, or we know it as pumpkin. And that combination really gives them all of the amino acids or the building blocks of protein. So, you know, they don't have a lot of meat in their diet because they can't afford it. So they're getting all of the same proteins just by that combination of food that they're having. So they refer to that as their three sisters diet. They've got the right combination to keep them healthy. And they also have a lighter meal in the evening, which I think is really interesting because they're putting most of their food in the day when they're doing their hard work, and then they taper it off into the evening when they're resting.
Nicole, I was going to say that with the carb loading, I was like, I'm liking this. I'm writing down some notes furiously, but the lighter meals in the evening, I'm perhaps not doing so well at. And I know that's also often linked in, you know, eating late at night is linked into sort of the state of our gut and the condition of our digestion. And I know you're known as a gut health dietitian. So what else does affect the health of our gut?
Lots of things impact our gut, and it's interesting to compare these blue zone diets to the diets we recommend to improve gut health. So, yes, it's lots of things like trying to reduce stress in the diet, toxins in the diet like alcohol. They don't drink a lot of alcohol in the blue zones, and if they do, it tends to be, you know, single vineyard wines that don't have preservatives, that sort of thing, and they drink it in small amounts with food to enhance the flavour of foods. You know, they don't take a lot of medications and, you know, their diets are rich in plants. And so that's exactly what we suggest for gut health, is to try and build the diversity in plants and try to eat seasonally, which is, of course, exactly what they're doing as well, because a lot of them are subsistence populations who are eating off the land.
I'm always puzzled, Nicole, that these people seem to be happier. So they're happier people. And
yes,
the Blue Zone people, you know, we could summarise, they eat a mostly plant-based diet. They exercise regularly. They don't smoke. They drink moderate amounts of alcohol, mostly red wine. They get enough sleep. But the other part that always fascinates me, they have good spiritual, family and social networks. Mm-hmm. Now, I think in society today, those three things, spiritual, family and social networks, as Rex Hunt would say, have been blown to the Scheisenhausen. So we don't really practice those things so much these days. Is that an element missing when we focus so much on what we eat? We should be thinking about how we eat, when we eat, how much we eat, who we eat with, how we feel when we're eating, but we don't really understand that sort of stuff, do we?
No, it's such a great point, Gerald, and absolutely that connection with other people is really important, and especially around mealtime, we're obviously advocates for that, and we're seeing that connection with food and mental health now as well. So, you know, once again, that plant-based diet rich in legumes. So we hear a lot of people avoiding legumes because it gives them gas, but we know that that can support the good bacteria in the gut, which can help with mental health, you know, feeling better, you know, making you more likely to want to connect with other people and that sort of thing. So it is all absolutely interrelated.
So I'm interested in that, though, because, of course, we want to look after our mental health, but the notion that, like, I can't eat legumes for the aforementioned reasons.
Yes, we realise that, Jo. Mm-hmm.
However, I'm aware that my gut health is related to, and we talk about foggy head, headaches, bad moods, sleep, all those sorts of things. So what is the balance there?
Yeah, it's so true. Look, this is why they call me the gut health dietitian, because I bet I could get you eating legumes, Jo.
Really?
yes.
Wow.
It's starting small. It's kind of using the canned varieties as well, which have been soaked for longer, rinsing all of that goo that comes along with them, and starting with a small amount and introducing those into your diet. And it can take a couple of months for your gut bacteria to get used to them. But once they do, they're one of the most preferred foods for the gut bacteria. They're high in a compound called resistant starch, which can make it through to that large intestine to feed the beneficial bacteria to help with that, you know, clear head, better mood, you know, sense of well-being, all of that kind of thing. So don't give up on the legumes.
No, I love it.
Nicole, we made her stop.
It was an intervention. It's a small studio.
However, if you are looking for some assistance, you can actually reach a gut health dietitian. I know that you are available at guthealthdietitian.com, Nicole, with all of your resources there. So if you wish to investigate this yourself, do so with Nicole, gut health dietitian. Nicole, guthealthdietitian.com is the website. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Nicole.
1-800-273. We'll get to your calls next. Plus, after the break, what to do for itchy eyes.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When allergies strike, do itchy eyes stop you in your tracks? Try Xartatin from Chemist Warehouse. It works fast to relieve itchy eyes within minutes, followed by lasting relief for up to 12 hours. Try Xartatin Eye Vials 4ml 20S or Xartatin Eye Drops 5ml from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Australian product information and New Zealand data sheet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Xanatin allergy eye drops at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
131 873 is our number. Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
you
Tina.
You all sound nice and bright and happy.
Well, that's why we love Sundays, Tina. How can we help you?
I'm on 10 micrograms of Lipitor, but I'm finding my legs are getting weak. Now, my cholesterol levels are excellent. Is there an alternative I can go to so I can stop the Lipitor?
You've got a couple of options, Tina. One is to address that muscular pain with ubiquinol, which we talk about often. And if you take 150 milligram of ubiquinol each morning, that muscle pain will certainly ease off. And that's well recognised and well proven. If you wanted to stop the Lipitor, first thing to do is have a chat to your doctor, express your wishes, and with luck, he will say, OK, let's look at some options. There is a beta-glucan fibre that's available at your local pharmacy, and there's a lot of research that's been shown that it will help rebalance your cholesterol levels and your blood sugar as an added bonus. You can have that each morning with a little bit of Greek yogurt, some berries, and that's your healthy breakfast for the day. It is a magnificent way to start the day. So beta-glucan is the fibre, available in a breakfast little granule in packets. It comes as a powder as well. I'm more the breakfast cereal thing. I don't like throwing powders on top because it sets like a swamp. So use the cereal.
I love this. All the best with that, Tina. And I like the breakfast tips as well, Gerald. Mm. Now, I mean, we are bright and happy, chirpy this morning. And for me, it always comes with spring. But with spring in the air, of course, that brings allergies. And so many of us, when we have the allergies, it brings the itchy eyes, right? So, Sarah, what do you do for itchy eyes?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I want to spring into spring, but I can't when I get allergy eyes. It's a really...
You can't see where you're going.
I can't see. I don't know where to spring to. But no, I do. I do get quite inflamed, itchy, allergy eyes. And, you know, you need it to clear up, you know, as quickly as you can. So I find medicated eye drops are a really amazing way to relieve those sort of seasonal allergies that really affect your eyes. And you take that for granted otherwise.
And what we're doing with those drops, Sarah, is we're using something which is going to constrict the blood vessels a little because they've dilated and that's the redness. And
Why it gets so itchy?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that. Remember, this is caused by an allergen that you've inhaled. So it hasn't got far to go to make a difference to your life. You're inhaling an allergen. One of the first things that becomes involved are your eyes.
And it really is so debilitating, isn't it, Gerald?
Well, you start rubbing them, and then that makes it worse, and you rub and rub, and then suddenly you've got red eyes, looks like you haven't slept for a week. An enormous distraction. So if you're unfortunate like that, it's good that we've got some options.
And, Sarah, if we're working long hours, which often we are, then you want something that kind of can take you through the whole day.
Oh, absolutely. If we're working for jobs, but also social occasions. I mean, spring, the weather starts to get better and there's so many events and you sort of can't afford to, especially if you're filming, you can't afford to have those itchy eyes. So I definitely look for something that relieves those eyes, you know, itchiness within minutes if possible. And then that can last a large part of the day afterwards.
And something that's on the go.
Yeah. We love something that's on the go and handbag friendly. So I want it to be quick to use and also preservative free because that sometimes, you know, can enhance the itch rather than fix it.
Yes, it can. There are a lot of people who are sensitive to preservatives and that's why many of the companies now have a single-use little vial that you can stick in your handbag or your pocket and you can use them when the... And a little hint for putting a drop in. It's a bit hard to demonstrate on air, but you've got to pull down your lower lid and put the drop in there.
Below?
Yes, let me demonstrate.
Oh, in the corner.
Let's get a lesson. How do we put the eye drops in?
Oh, that's attractive, Gerald.
Just in your lower lid.
There. Because if you put it in near your eye, in there,
in
it
the
just
corner.
Washes down behind your nose and it doesn't get into your eye.
So not in the corner of your eye, in your lower lid.
If you're clever to put it in that corner, the far corner you can, as long as it's on the lower lid and it washes across your eye.
That's good.
You're a fountain
that's
of
good.
Knowledge.
All righty, well.
I've had eyes for a long time.
It's not your first rodeo.
And, of course, always read the label and follow the directions for use. 131-873 is our number. Do keep your calls coming. Plus, next up, how we can make a difference for cerebral palsy.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed UltraMag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Melrose Gut Support Blend at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, every 20 hours, an Australian child is diagnosed with cerebral palsy, which is why the month of September is so important. And joining us on the line is Professor Rod Hunt, the Director of Research Victoria at Cerebral Palsy Alliance. Welcome back to the show, Rod.
Thanks very much, Joe. Good morning, folks.
Well, we do understand that you have over 120,000 people who've signed up for this year's September campaign, which is just fantastic. And it does involve a virtual challenge. Can you explain this?
Yes, of course. We're really excited this year. We've had a lot of people sign up for September. The aim of the fundraising event is to get people moving through September and to try and encourage them to do at least 10,000 steps every day of the month, so 300,000 steps over the course of the month. And they don't have to do it just by walking. There are a whole range of other activities that they can engage in to try and clock up some physical activity and get some steps in. But through doing this, we hope that they will be able to engage with donors and with supporters who will donate some money to the Cerebral Palsy Alliance. And at the same time, they get to shed a few winter kilos and shape up for summer.
Mm. Oh, Rod, that's such a wonderful way to combine a really good fitness goal anyway with raising awareness for something that's so important. And I think a lot of people hear the term cerebral palsy and have a vague understanding of what it means, but some of us might not know what it means at all. So could you just quickly explain what it actually is?
Sure. Cerebral palsy is an umbrella term for a whole range of conditions that predominantly affect the way we move. So it's a muscle or motor disorder that is the result of an injury to the developing brain. And that injury often occurs when the babies are in the womb, or it can occur around the time of birth, or it can occur shortly after birth while the brain is still young and vulnerable. But it creates a situation whereby developing motor milestones like crawling and sitting and walking becomes very challenging, and that impairment of movement stays with individuals throughout the course of their life.
Rod, if we've got an injury to the brain, do you feel that there's an element of lifetime brain inflammation, and he's working on trying to reduce that inflammatory process happening in the brain all the time? Is that a logical way to look at some sort of treatment?
Yes, it's a great question, Gerald. And I remember you threw a bit of a curveball at me last year too. But it's a really good question.
My life is curveballs, Rod.
Yeah, absolutely. There is absolutely an element of inflammation in these brain injuries. And so sometimes mothers get infections while they're pregnant with viruses called like CMV or other bacterial infections. Sometimes babies have birth asphyxia, or they're born very early, prematurely, and that can create a situation where there's a lot of inflammation in the brain. And in fact, researchers in Victoria at the moment and around the country, and I should say that Australia is really leading the world in this research space, are looking at anti-inflammatory therapies to see if a reduction in that inflammation might reduce the burden of the brain injury and improve outcomes. Mm-hmm. Now, whether or not that inflammation persists across the lifespan is less certain. It's more likely, I think, that it happens very acutely around the time of birth and then it eventually settles with time. So long-term anti-inflammatory therapies haven't really been explored in the same way that therapies around birth are being interrogated.
Because the body does adapt, doesn't it? Remarkable adaptation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rog, so you've sort of covered a little bit about some of the signs and symptoms and like the time around, you know, when it might start to manifest. But I wanted to know about what kind of assistance there actually is for sufferers. So once it is diagnosed, what are the ways that, you know, the mobility issues can be addressed?
Yeah. Well, look, the first part of assisting these affected individuals is about diagnosing the condition as early as we can. And in the past, historically, it used to take 2 years or more to establish whether or not children had cerebral palsy. And there's been an enormous amount of effort invested in trying to diagnose the condition much earlier, underpinned by the belief that if we diagnose the CP early, then we can get in with all the sorts of assisted technologies and therapies that are going to minimise the burden of their disease and improve their quality of life. So the mainstay of treatment is really the therapies, occupational therapy, physiotherapy and speech therapy. Mm-hmm. And the earlier we can get that into these children, the better they do, the less severe their consequences are. Okay. Beyond that, though, there's a whole raft of research happening in the assisted technology space. And there's some really fantastic mobility devices being developed that assist these children to mobilise and walk independently. There are communication devices that help affected individuals who have trouble with their communication articulate more clearly. So things like eye gaze technology, where they can focus at a letter on the screen and, you know, get the machinery to be speaking for them so they can be understood. There are a whole raft of other things going on in the assistive technology space that are going to help improve quality of life for these kids.
And what kind of support is required as these children become teenagers and adults? And I know that that's so much of what StepTember is about, is raising funds for this kind of support.
Yeah. Well, these affected individuals or children growing into teenagers and adults often have other issues that make life tricky for them. So one in four have seizures or epilepsy. One in three have chronic pain or intellectual disability. So all of those things have to be accounted for. But actually, StepTember is also about raising awareness, because I think the best way we can support these people as they grow older is for society to be more aware of how we can accommodate them. Yes. And, you know, accessibility into buildings and finding space for them in the workforce are the best ways we really could tackle the issue of integrating these people successfully into, you know, functioning members of society.
Absolutely critical work that you are doing. So we can take part by heading along to steptember.org.au. It's for the whole of StepTember. It's not too late to get started, I don't think, Rod.
Absolutely not. Never too late. Please sign up, steptember.org.au. Get your friends to donate some money. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here in Melbourne today, so get your shoes on and get out and walk.
Absolutely. And if you are seeking any sort of support, cerebralpalsy.org.au. It's a fantastic website with great resource there. Thank you so much, Rod. You have a great Sunday on this gorgeous day.
Thank you very much. Good luck, guys.
Thank you. 131873 is our number. We'll get to your calls next, plus a solution to ease mild joint aches and pains.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When allergies strike, do itchy eyes stop you in your tracks? Try Xatotin from Chemist Warehouse. It works fast to relieve itchy eyes within minutes, followed by lasting relief for up to 12 hours. Try Xatotin Eye Vials 4ml 20s or Xatotin Eye Drops 5ml from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Australian product information and New Zealand data sheet. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Xatotin allergy eye drops at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for Get Nourished, Gerald, and today we're looking for some holistic solutions for some joint aches and pains. Mild osteoarthritis.
One of my favourite herbs, Joe, because it's so versatile, is turmeric. And I don't get sick of talking about it because I hear and I see the benefits across the board. We mentioned inflammation to Rod before as far as the brain is concerned. But when you've got inflammation in a joint, it becomes sore, it becomes difficult to work, and you've got very little quality of life if you can't move. So here's an opportunity to look at something that's simple, it's effective, and provided you use one of the extracts that are well absorbed, you will get the benefits of turmeric, which is safe to use. It has very little interaction unless you're sensitive to herbs, and you can pick that up if you can't take things like garlic. There's a risk that perhaps turmeric may upset your tummy as well. Now, the active ingredient in this is curcumin. That's the ingredient within the turmeric root that we focus on. But we are learning more and more and more about the benefits. So it's certainly something that's worth considering.
How does theracumin actually help with the relief of inflammation, as you were saying, and that joint swelling? How does it work?
We're talking about reducing inflammatory transmitters that occur in the joint that tell your brain that the joint is either under-lubricated, damaged in some way, wrenched in some way, or there's just a problem with osteoarthritis developing, where the cushioning substance within the joint begins to get thinner. And that's why you hear that phrase, bone on bone. You can use something like glucosamine to help that space, but to reduce the inflammation and strengthen the integrity of the joint, turmeric is ideal.
And anyone can take this?
Mostly, Joe. But again, you get some advice from your pharmacist or your naturopath, whoever your trusted practitioner is, and then you'll get advice on the best absorbed extract, so you're getting some value for your money. You'll know it's going to give you a result.
And obviously, I mean, I could have a lot of curries, but I don't feel that would be enough for me.
I'm not sure whether we could go back to the tummy rumbling again. But yes,
so,
that's a good way.
There are other supplements and different forms.
Yes, there are. And a lot of people put turmeric powder into their food. Now, remember, turmeric requires most turmeric root requires an oily base. So you put it in curries and oily foods, casseroles, things like that to help the absorption. But there are extracts available with other things to help absorption. But there are similarly other extracts which just the straight extract is so well made, it's absorbed better.
Mm. Well, Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals Theracumin Triple for specially formulated joint pain relief. Found exclusively behind the counter. Ask your pharmacist for Theracumin Triple. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Let's get to a call. Hi there, Lois from Melbourne.
Good morning, Lois. How can we help you?
Well, could you help me with tinnitus, please?
Sure. We're talking herbs, we just talked turmeric. There's a herb, Lois, called ginkgo biloba, and there's an extract of that with a fancy name, and it's called EGB761. If you could write that down, it's available in a brand or two from your pharmacy, but that's the extract, and that has got the clinical evidence to show it reduces the impact of tinnitus, and it also can help any dizziness that might come as an association with that tinnitus. So EGB761, the common tablet is once, twice a day, and you should probably take it for about 3 months to see what impact it can have.
It's interesting to me because for so long we heard that there's nothing you can do for tinnitus.
It saddens me that in spite of the evidence, that's often what people are told, or they're put on a medication which does cause them to become drowsy. Now, in this industry where we're wearing earphones all the time, it's a problem listening to loud music, and I think there is a COVID impact as well.
All the best with that, Lois. What about Kathy in Indensa Park? Hi there, Kathy.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help you, Kathy?
Yes, look, I've been trying to take turmeric and curcumin. And I've got a sensitive stomach, but I heard on Current Affair that they're advertising or they're promoting rose hip Vital, which Chemist Warehouse does sell.
Yes.
Would that be the same as the curcumin? Like, could it affect? Because I've got a sensitive stomach.
No, I think that possibly in your case, Kathy, there'd be less risk of any irritation. So if you're sensitive to herbs, the rose hip part that's full of bioflavonoids and antioxidants, give it a try. Give it a try.
Yeah, I love it. All the best with that, Kathy. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's not surprising a little tennis or time in the gym can lead to a little ow. Ultra Muscle Ease contains well-absorbed Ultramag magnesium, which supports muscle relaxation and maintains healthy muscle contraction function with B vitamins to support energy levels. Ultra Muscle Ease by Bioceuticals is available at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
As always, it's been lovely to spend the last hour with you. If you're after more House of Wellness, head along to House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday. We were talking about blue spaces. Today on the TV show, we interview the landscape architect Andrew Laidlaw, who is behind the Melbourne Botanic Gardens, and we talk green spaces.
Isn't he
so
a cool
important
dude? Yes, he does not have a worry in the world because every day he walks around and takes a look at the Melbourne Botanic Gardens.
But green space is so important for our mental health.
What a stressful job that'd be.
Yes. Also, I loved the story about how to arm ourselves against the mozzies because spring is here, but the mozzies are already here.
They're early, and it is so rude. So I need these tips. I will be tuning in at midday with a pen and paper.
Yes. Very important.
Gerald, there is a House of Wellness magazine available this month.
House of Wellness magazine with Francesca Hung on the front cover, and that's the spring magazine. And can I also remind everybody that tomorrow is World Pharmacists Day. So I'm in a privileged position here where people can ring up and have a chat or send me an email. But your local pharmacist is a pillar of health society. Mm-hmm. That's the connection to the community. Use him or her. Walk in tomorrow. Give them a hug.
Aww.
Get out before the police are called. Make them happy.
It's actually World Gerald Day, I think.
Every day is World Gerald Day. My wife says.
That's true. But congratulations to you on World Pharmacist Day, Gerald, for the service that you provide
to
the community.
I'll take it for the team, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're a very privileged profession to be able to help people who just come in off the street. And we're there.
Well, but I would like to acknowledge that, and because I learned this from speaking with you and Leah, who we recently had on the show whilst you were away, and, you know, the pharmacists in my world, that you do absorb conversations and a lot of information that you then have to kind of carry that in you. And people share some really personal things with
you. Yes, they do. They do. But part of listening is to actually understand and empathise. And that's what we try and do.
Yeah, well, we're grateful.
Thank you.
Sarah, it's always lovely to spend this hour with you.
Good to see you, Sarah.
Thank you for having me, guys. Always a pleasure.
And we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for more information. And we will see you all again next week. I get a good feeling, yeah.